The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. For more information, go to their special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/sox. Chuck Garfine with Ryan McGuffey, and we got two big guests here at Sox Fest, Guff.
And like hundreds of others over here.
Yeah.
A big crowd.
Hovering. It's Jake Berger.
But there's a good reason for that. Look,
yeah,
we got here.
And Nikki Delmonico. Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, you rolled out of bed early for us.
Yeah, it was early morning. You got to get a couple cups of Joe in, you know.
People can't see this, but you are. Describe what you're wearing on your head, Jake.
In Canada, they call it a toque. It's a knitted beanie with the Blackhawks logo on it, you know.
Where I come from, it's toboggan.
Toboggan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beanie
out
west.
They say that in Tennessee?
Yeah, toboggans,
I know.
Is
it a beanie with the ball on it still out west?
Yeah. I know it's like a sled, but, you know, where I come from, we call it toboggans.
Yeah. I thought it was a sled, but, I don't know.
All right.
It could be a sled, too.
Well, I know you're a big Blackhawks fan. How jealous are you of Nikki? Because he shot the puck, and he shot it quite well.
I mean, I'm jealous of one shot. I mean, the rest, he was trying to hit a ball into right center.
All right. Whoa, let me stop. I've never shot a puck before, except for, like, street hockey with a tennis ball. I had to practice within 5 feet of a wall. I miss wide right, narrow it down, and drill it. I mean, can you not be proud of that?
No, I'm proud of it. I mean, in front of 21,000 fans, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Now, granted, you know? I thought I just had to make it into one. So I hit the one. I celebrate.
You did.
I'm done.
With a dab, though.
Goes,
with
wait,
a dab.
Wait.
It was a the dab. Was
don't even know where that came from.
Yeah.
But then they're like, hey, now you got to go this way. And it's a little small one. So I'm like, there's no shot. And then.
You know, though, Jake, if you go 1-for-5 with 4 strikeouts and it's a walk-off homer, no one remembers the 4 strikeouts. So.
That is true. You know, you got to give him credit. You got to give him credit. I think the dab kind of took it down to like a walk-off single, but, you know, it was still pretty impressive.
I don't disagree with that.
So, Paul Konerko, big hockey fan. You guys live in Arizona.
Yep.
I want to know, has there been an invitation from Paul Konerko to his house to use his hitting cage?
There hasn't yet. You know, he gave me his phone number after the draft and said, whenever you need me, give me a shout. So
You have to make a request then. You need
to
call
him.
See, I didn't know this. Oh. We were in Arizona this whole time and we had Paul Konerko's number and you're not hitting him up. Wow.
I mean, you know, I don't want to bother the guy. You don't know what he's doing.
No, bother him. Bother him. He's retired. He's got nothing going on. Just slapping the kids around.
He was up at the facility the other day for the fantasy camp and I wish we ran into each other, but just didn't have the time. But I'm planning on seeing him over the next month, so it'll be a good time.
So we had Nikki on the podcast, I think last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, during the hitters camp. And for all of those who don't know, these two guys have been living together since the off season in Glendale. So, Jake, what's that been like, having Nikki Delmonico as your roommate?
Oh, I mean,
shots. Let's go. Throw the shots out there. We're already throwing them out there.
No, it's been good. I mean, it's always good to have a big leaguer, you know, working with you. You know, you pick his brain. I've probably asked him too many questions. He's probably sick of it, but you know, you always want to pick the brain and ask as many questions as you can, just to know what it takes to get up to where he's at. So, you know, it's been good. He kind of took me under his wing and kind of showing me the ropes with a lot of things, both on the field and off. So, it's been a fun winter.
I don't know why more guys don't live in Arizona. I mean, you guys get to use the facility, right?
That
all off
awesome.
Season.
Yeah.
What are these people thinking?
Well, I mean, too, we have everything we need. I mean, we have, you know, Gelly out there, which is our hitting coach. We have so many coaches that come in every day and could throw BP, could hit us ground balls. I mean, we have all the facilities in the world, and I think down the road there'll be more and more people coming out. But I mean, for Jake, first year guy, you know, first rounder, I think it speaks high volumes of him to take away that time, and you know, he could be with his family back home, but he's like, you know, I'm going to dedicate myself to the White Sox and to this year. I mean, you don't see that often. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's what opened my eyes. And you know, I was looking forward to seeing them and hanging out with them. And then, but we got to talk about the hot yoga.
We do. It's on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Let's just do it. I mean,
let's do it.
I'm more interested in the Groupon. That was like 30 sessions for $20 or whatever.
I think it was Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
And we were working out.
Never found it.
We were working out, and I'm like, Nikki came up to me. He's like, yeah, I'm thinking about doing some hot yoga. And I'm like, dude, I was thinking about that too. Let's try and find a place. And
now,
I'm
you
like,
would,
it's.
Had you. No, like, what did you know about hot yoga before? You're just like, okay, what
it's hot and stretching. That's
yeah,
what I've
done. I've done it before, but not to this extent. We found the Groupon. It was an unbelievable deal.
Yeah.
We bought like 30 classes because it was such a great deal.
Yeah.
And we get there first day, and we sit in the hottest part of the room. And about 20 minutes in, it's like just the introduction. Like, you know, it's just like warming up. And we're both just, like, on the ground.
But then the people behind us not even, like, sweating at all, just holding their poses. And it was – that was, to me, the funniest part.
Yeah.
Everyone else, but we're dead. Well, Saucedo was there, too, and he's killing us. So, no, it was, like, what, 120?
Yeah, it's nuts. And, I mean, you're walking out just drenched in sweat. Your towel's drenched in sweat. And it's, like, you lost, like, 15 pounds. You know, it's unbelievable. Like, that's what it feels like.
But you went back. It wasn't like, you know what? We're going to have the one session, but you continue to go back.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's beneficial. I think everybody should do it. It's good, good stretching. And then, I mean, it makes you kind of detoxify everything that's in your body. And, so, I mean, your body feels good ultimately at the end, but it's just getting through it. That's the main thing.
Did you sense people laughing at you guys?
Well,
like
to
themselves,
like
maybe?
The funniest part is when you're sitting there and you're like, all right, take a deep breath, and then you know, let it out, and there's people like yelling, like scared me, and that's they're like
yelling,
and I'm like, what am I in? What did I sign up for?
Were they chanting? Maybe
I don't know.
What was going on here?
I don't know, but that was funny.
Now, who's better at it?
I think we have our strengths in certain areas.
Yeah.
I mean,
we the first time we were there, we tried to do the whole thing, and it was like
bad idea.
And then we go in there, we're like, hey, we got like 15 minutes, and then we're done. And then we just
and
lay
you
down.
Just left.
No.
We
just lay there, like we're laying in the sun.
So it's
after
it's the same sequence every time you go in.
Yeah.
And so I think by the end of it, we kind of started getting in a routine where we would be standing up and doing the exercises for a certain portion, and then both of us would lay down and wait for the hard parts to go by and then get back up for the easy stretches. And, you know, it ended up working out and it wasn't as bad. But, yeah, that first class when we tried to do everything, no go. Don't do that.
All right, so you're at Sox Fest. You are a White Sox fan. Is this surreal? You're a White Sox fan growing up. You get drafted by the Sox. And look at all these fans here. You're at Sox Fest. It's like your dream came true.
Oh, definitely blessed. I mean, that's any kid's dream, you know, play with the team that you grew up liking. So, no, it's awesome. And seeing all these fans out here is incredible. I mean, it's first sellout since like 06 or 07. So, I mean, it's incredible. It's fun and it's awesome talking to all these fans.
What I love about everything that's going on right now is that you guys are very much aware. You just mentioned the first sellout in whatever, 10 or 11 years. Nikki, with your experience in the minor league experience you had, excuse me, what stands out to me, and it's been talked about, you know, by both Ricks, is the camaraderie that you guys have. You know, Jake, you've never spent a day in the major leagues, but it feels like you belong here. You're sitting here with Nikki, who's been in the majors. There's no, like, check yourself at the door. You guys are all just buddies. I see you guys going out. You look on your Instagram feed. You're rooting on each other. You're liking each other's photos. You're at each other's weddings. Can you talk? I mean, with your experience, Nikki, is this unique in terms of a baseball experience, in terms of the camaraderie with young guys?
Well, this is my third organization I've been in, and I haven't seen anything like this in the other two. No, not bashing them whatsoever. Great organizations, but the White Sox, I think they've done a great job of getting a bunch of guys that love to hang out with each other outside the field. And I think I talked to you about it before, but I think that is the most important thing through a long season. Because when you come to the yard every day, it's tough, man. I mean, but it makes it easier when you're going to war with your brothers.
You got drafted by the Orioles. You were traded to the Brewers for?
K-Rod. Is that a little taste sesh for me right there?
Yeah, taste yourself. Yeah.
I can lick my shoulder.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. I mean, how did that – I mean, you find out you get traded.
I was playing the White Sox, too, in the minor leagues, the minor league team. I was in Winston-Salem.
Yeah. And then you found out after the game or during
the game? No, during. So I flew out to left, and my manager's like, hey, Mosby, go to third. I'm like, what did I do? It's the first inning. Like, did I miss a sign? Was I supposed to bunt in the first – like, what did I do? And then he drags me in the bathroom, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, what did I do? And he's like, all right, you've been traded. It's been fun managing you. And I was like, all right. Like, you know, what do I do now? And he's like, well, you can't stay in the dugout. And I was like, where do I go? He's like, all right, well, you got to walk down the, you know, to the clubhouse. And I was like, so I gave everybody a hug and watched the rest of the game. And that was nuts, man.
That's crazy. Yeah. So when I would, if I was to ever get traded, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to so-and-so. Okay, who did I get traded for? How did you find out it was K-Rod, and what did you think when you learned that?
Well, my brother called me and told me. When I first got my phone, he's like, hey, you know this? I was like, well, anybody going with me? That's the first thing I want to know. I was like, who's coming with me? He's like, no, just you. And I'm like, dang, that's – I mean, I wanted to, like, go with somebody because, you know, it's always tough going to a new organization that, you know, you don't know anybody. But to be traded, you know, straight up for K-Rod, that was – to me, that was very humbling.
Yeah. Looking at some of the – teams that you played for. I just love the nicknames of some of these minor league teams you played for. First was Delmarva.
Delmarva Shorebirds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is that? Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it was the Frederick
Keys. Shake your keys. Seventh inning was so annoying.
Everybody's shaking their keys.
Yeah. Oh, shake your keys. Oh, that's that so, is kind of cheesy. Yeah. Okay. And then Brevard County.
Brevard County.
Brevard County.
The Manatees. It just keeps getting better and better.
That sounds like a county fair team or something. Yeah. Like Brevard County.
Yeah. So you were a shorebird, a key, and a manatee.
And a manatee.
Yeah. How proud you must have been at that.
Very proud.
Last year, and you remember when I came down to Charlotte, I did a week in the White Sox minor league system. I was riding the bus with Birmingham. So I really got in. Like, I had to drive up to Salem, Virginia, and then the game got called. But you see kind of – it really – humbled me almost in a sense, because it's not all glitz and glamour all the time. I mean, you really have to kind of earn your stripes. But talking to like Collins and some of those guys that were down in the low A or high A, they talked about their best and worst minor league experience. What's been, and I know you've had a limited time in it, but Jake, like, what's been your worst minor league experience? And then Nicky, I'd love to hear that from you too. Not like maybe just worst road city.
Road City or like worst series?
Or worst accommodation. Like, I don't care. Like, if you went 0-9 with 5 strikeouts, I'm talking about like you get there and you're like, okay, we're staring at like a Clarion Hotel and the best meal in town is a Shoney's.
I mean, I would honestly say Hagerstown.
I was going to say the same thing.
Oh my God. I mean, like, center field is like, it seems like it's 280. And then like to left center, like my power alley, it's like 450. Like, it's just like the weirdest setup field. And the locker room is like, feels like it's as big as this table that we're sitting at. Like, it's just, it's not good accommodations. I mean, that's,
well, I don't know what hotel you stayed at, but we stayed at the Clarion, which was used to be a hospital.
Yeah, I just threw that out there.
I know, and it was used to be a hospital, and I swear it's haunted.
It has.
Like, I remember going to the vending machine, and it like played with me, and I pulled out my phone to videotape, and then it came out like just weird stuff.
Yeah, you got lights flickering, like, yeah. Stranger Things. It's weird.
And, yeah, so then you can't sleep, and then you got to go to this yard and play. I mean, you can't win. It's
yeah.
When you guys go to Tampa, you'll probably be staying at a haunted hotel, just so you know. Has anyone told you about? Yes. Yeah, I think the Sox still stay at that hotel.
There are some guys who actually refuse to stay there. At least there used to be. I don't know.
Nick Swisher would not stay at the hotel because he thought it was
with
haunted.
AJ in a sleeping bag.
He stayed at Toby Hall's house.
Yeah.
So you'll know all about it.
So Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa. Yeah.
So get your own hotel.
Yeah. Or see a ghost.
Yeah,
you
see a ghost.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Stay on the 13th floor. I mean, drive fast.
You'll walk into this hotel. I'm pretty sure the Sox still stay there. Most, if not all, American League teams stay at this hotel. You walk into this hotel, and you're like, okay, something's going on. And if you're on the 4th floor, that's where the ghosts really are.
No. Have you had an experience?
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, like,
I did a story on this. I spoke to a ghost expert in Tampa. She came and she told us all
she
about
wasn't
it.
Crazy at all.
Yeah, she might have been a little off. But here's another one. Brian Anderson and Carlos Quinton were on the 2008 team.
they would not sleep in their own rooms. They were so spooked by it. They had to be in the same room.
That's what it was. I knew there was two guys that like bunked together.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
They did. So.
No way.
Well, this lady, like, what was her conclusion about the place? Like,
my conclusion?
Yeah, I mean.
No, her. That he wanted.
Well,
to
her and then
expert.
Yours too.
Okay, so I just felt like walking in. There, you could feel a presence. Like, it was not your normal kind of
feeling.
Hair
sticking up on your arms.
Yeah, I had a little bit of that. But she gave all this big history. By the way, the story is on YouTube. So if you want to Google Haunted Hotel, maybe White Sox, on YouTube, I think you'll be able to find it.
Okay.
And she was telling the history about people who have been, you know, murdered in the hotel.
This thing got dark.
There's a big old story about what happened.
Yeah. So you still stayed there?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be fun. I feel like that'd be fun.
Speaking of this, I got a story to tell about Buffalo. I mean, nothing about Tampa or anything, but Danny Hayes is my roommate, and we watch a scary movie. For like 2 weeks, I got into watching scary movies. And we're watching it, and I'm in bed, and, you know, he's in the bathroom, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, you know, the TV changes. And I'm like, so I pick up, change it, changes again. And I'm like, Danny, like, I guess the walls are thin. It's like picking up another remote in the other room. So it turns off, and I'm like, dude, what's going on? So, like, I turn it back on. I'm like, all right, there's probably a ghost in the room. And I was like, all right, if there's a ghost in the room, go back to ESPN. Bam. And I'm like, stop.
Whoa.
I was like, all right, if there's a ghost in the room, turn off the TV. Bam. And I'm like, Danny's laughing over here at this time. Like, and I'm, like, freaking out. Well, I'm like, all right, if there's a ghost in the room, I, like, turn the TV back on. Does it again. I, like, jump in Danny's bed.
Meanwhile, he downloads an app on his phone to connect to the TV. I didn't know you could do this.
You had me. I thought there was a ghost in the room.
I did too.
You had me until you said, "Hey."
I'm like, I can't sleep. I'm going downstairs, and then finally you told me. But that was my ghost story.
That's good stuff.
Jake, I got a good question. Just kind of back to baseball. So many people out here, and whether it's fans or scouts or, you know, other people that are projecting when Jake Berger is going to come up, or when Eloy Jimenez is going to come up, or when Michael Kopech is going to come up. How do you, as a player, kind of draw the line between what everyone else is saying and the excitement of a rebuild and all these young guys and knowing all the work that you still have to put in?
I mean, you just got to be honest with yourself. I think you have your own expectations that you set for yourself. You know, so I think everybody's going to have an opinion on when you're going to move up and their opinions, I mean, are their opinions. So it's kind of white noise. You don't really listen to it too much. Because ultimately you know what you have to get done to get to that level. So, you know, that's where you draw the line is you just listen to yourself and listen to your coaches like Mike Ellinger and guys like that, Justin Jersey, like guys that you trust. And, I mean, ultimately they'll give you their opinion as well. So I think that's where – stays inside the organization, and you don't really listen to everybody else.
I wanted to ask you about Justin Jersey. Your manager at Kannapolis, 27 years old. I met with him this offseason, and he's not 27.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something of the way he communicates, the way he carries himself. I wonder if you, as someone who played for him, how would you describe Justin Jersey as a manager? He's the youngest manager in all of minor league baseball throughout all of baseball.
Yeah, I think they did like a New York Times article on him. But yeah, he was awesome to play for. I mean, very mature, but also understood a clubhouse, you know, because he just recently got out of the game. So as a player, but I mean, he understands what guys are going through on a daily basis. And I mean, he's mature. He seems like he's 45, you know.
I think I said the same thing.
Yeah, for real.
I go, you're not 27. You're like 47.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, he was awesome to play for. That entire coaching staff in Kannapolis was great. But, yeah, he's a great guy. And, you know, he's a guy you want to go to battle with and play for.
Nicky, you've seen the reaction and the way the fans treated you last year when you came up. And then even here at Sox Fest, everywhere – from table to table, you know, there's like a trail of fans found you. There was like these pseudo Nicky Delmonico fan clubs that kind of popped up last year.
By the way, I started it. Give me some credit, Guff. No?
Is that true?
I mean, you got to give credit where it's due.
100%. I will do that every time. I would say that he was part of the ringleaders of the Nicky. So this could be a whole another 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Well, on the air, I was just, we were following what you were doing, and I said, hey, well, I'm a member of the Nicky Delmonico fan club.
Like five games in, it was like,
not realizing Nicky Delmonico was going to get called up and do what he did.
Right.
So, you know what? I'm tasting myself because I started the fan club. How about
that? I love that word, man. It's awesome. Yeah.
But, I mean, just, I think you mentioned about being kind of aware of the buzz that you were getting. How much fun has this been? You look at this. These guys are here, obviously, for you two, not Chuck and I. I'm going to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, they're here for them.
So, I mean, what's that been like for you as part of your story?
I mean, to be honest, I said this so many times ever since. Even when I was in Charlotte, I just felt so much love. But then when I got called up and going through all my games, I felt like, you know, they're always there for me on social media, everything, and just give me so much love. And it's one of the best feelings, man. Going through what I went through, being able to put on a White Sox jersey and to literally give my all every day and have their support and the love that they give, I mean, it's awesome. It feels like a family.
The way you started out, though, it's like you were drafted as a catcher, right?
No, well, kind of.
Okay.
Kind of.
So what happened?
So I played shortstop my whole life growing up, and my senior year in high school, we didn't have a catcher. So to me, for the only way that we were going to win it is, you know, we needed a catcher. So my dad was like, why don't you get back there and catch? You used to catch growing up a little bit, so I ended up catching. And so I guess if you didn't see me scouting me, you probably thought I was just a catcher, and then caught 1 year.
But you've been a catcher.
Don't say that, though, because I don't want to go behind the dish right now.
You could be the emergency catcher.
You don't want to catch
maybe
for Kopech?
Not even.
You don't even want to do that?
No.
All right.
I mean, just kidding. You don't want to catch for Kopech?
I'd rather not.
But last thing I want to do is get crossed up by that guy.
Oh,
yeah. I'm guessing you
won't have kids.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but you've been a catcher. You've been a third baseman, shortstop, second base.
First base.
First base.
Left field.
Right field.
Right field.
Center?
Oh, gosh. Let's not go there.
Well, let's go there.
Bad?
No.
We got to go there.
No, I mean, I haven't played there.
Which is
Oh, okay, you got a story. Yeah. Okay.
With all the defensive switches now in the game, maybe for, like, a batter, you get that opportunity. And if you get 15 of them, then you qualify in fantasy baseball as a center fielder. So
nice.
Get it done.
Okay. Oh, yeah. People want to probably draft you because you'll be –
versatility.
Versatility. You'd be like Ben Zobrist.
Perfect.
But I wanted to bring up this with you, Jake, because you were at Missouri State last year, and the second baseman – your second baseman's name?
Aaron Meyer.
Gets hurt. He's out for the year.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You went to your manager, and what did you tell him?
I'm like, hey, if you need me to play there, I'm down. I mean, if it betters the team, I can play. So – you know, at the beginning of the year in the fall, I went up to him like, hey, we didn't really have a shortstop or a second shortstop. We have Jeremy Ironman there now, but, I'm like, if Ironman goes down, I can play there. I can play wherever you need me just to better the team. You know, so, I would have liked to play it. I played second base my sophomore year, one game. And that was incredible. Turning to double play is a lot harder than it looks, you know, just from the aspect of like speed and stuff, but yeah, I went up to him like, hey, if you need me, I'll play wherever.
Nicky, when you see guys that are most likely going to make a jump to the big leagues at some point in 2018, and knowing that the wave, you guys were 500 down the stretch last year after you and the other guys came up, the Giolitos, the Lopez's, the Moncadas, I think you finished 22-22 down the stretch. What does that do for a young group of guys that are learning together at the big league level, knowing that you have some quantifiable win-loss, you know, success there heading into a new year?
I mean, well, for us, we swept Houston at home. I mean, we were right there with L.A. for two games. We played hard. We were there through the eighth inning. You know, just a couple pitches didn't go our way. So, I mean, we competed hard, and for us, we never quit. We had a lot of comeback wins. And for a young team, I don't know if anybody knows, but being in that locker room was awesome. Just the way we got along on the bus, on the plane, hanging out with, you know, just outside the baseball field. I think, you know, maybe not White Sox fans because they know it, but we're going to surprise the world, I think, this year.
And, you know, a lot of times people don't read into the, oh, well, they like each other and that's nice. But that does matter. In baseball, that matters. Why?
Well, you come to the yard every day, so if I don't like this guy, I'm with him, what, 160 something days with off day. I mean, so it's like when you're stretching, you're doing everything. I think it's huge to have that relationship when you're going through stretch. I mean, I loved, to me, like BP, stretching, joking around, like movies that we saw last night, cracking jokes, laughing. And what it does is it relaxes you. When you're up to bat, or if he's up to bat, you know, it's not just him up there. It's, you know, the whole team cheering you on, wanting you to get that hit. And I think that it goes a long way.
You said you guys want to surprise the world. What does that mean?
We're going to surprise everybody. I mean, exactly what I mean. I think that White Sox fans know it. You know, I think we're going to have a really exciting year.
Spring training. I'm just going to put this right out there during the podcast. Boom. There's a story that I want to do with you.
Yep. All right.
I know your name is Burger, and you get all the burger questions all the time. Can we go for a burger together?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So you're in Arizona, so can you find a good burger place?
Please don't say In-N-Out.
No, that's not specific to Phoenix, you know.
It's not overrated, by the way.
It's not overrated. No, yeah.
If you ask anybody, it's like the best thing ever. So when you go there, you expect.
Okay. So the greatest burger of all time, which it is not.
Right.
But it's fresh.
It is good. Don't get me wrong. It's good, but it's not like what I hyped it up to be.
I agree. You have like the one that first time, you're like, damn, that tastes good. But then if you went back tomorrow, it wouldn't taste as good. By Wednesday, you're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you got a good burger place, or you have to think about
it? I'll find one. I'll find one before we get down.
Are you like a gourmet like burger type? You know, like the people who like the bacon with avocado and maybe a fried egg, or are you kind of just like simple?
I see you as a bison burger.
I don't know.
Those are good.
Yeah, I mean, I like bison. I think it just depends on the place you're going to. I mean, the gourmet, like, I like avocado, so, I mean, that I've never tried it on a burger, but, I mean,
if there's a... Let's say that there's a menu with 20 hamburgers on it.
Yeah.
That all styles, spicy to just classic. What would you, where are you falling in that scale?
Well, there's a place in Springfield where Missouri State is that it's called Bears, and it has 50 different types of burgers on the menu. And it, like, the guy that, like, does all the eating challenges has gone there because there's, like, a huge challenge there. But I think it's number 32. It's the mac and cheeseburger, and they named it the Jake Burger.
Whoa!
And,
there's the info.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah,
but this is in Missouri, though.
I've seen mac and cheeseburgers. And I believe in Arizona.
Don't knock it till you try it, because a lot of people are like, "Oh, mac and cheese on a burger? That sounds gross." But like,
perfect. But actually,
It's really good.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's the Delmonico steak thing. I was on the fly here. I'm thinking about all the food, but we could do the steak story too.
Yeah,
that's true.
Are you
Let's just get
steaks
it done.
Steaks and burgers. Yeah.
Okay.
Done. That was easy.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at wintrust.com/Sox, members FDIC.
Hi, guys. I'm Tara Lipinski.
And I'm Johnny Weir.
Guess what, Johnny?
What?
The Winter Olympics are right around the corner. And what does that mean?
Yay. That means we get to see Shaun White, Michaela Schifrin, and other top Team USA athletes conquer fresh snow and ice this February on NBC.
So make sure you're ready. Sign up for NBC Sports and Olympics emails by texting POD to 66866. Or you can visit nbcolympics.com/newsletters to receive the latest athlete updates, giveaways, and more.
Message and data rates may apply. Winter is here.
All right. Do you have any more questions, or should we open it up to some fans here?
Yeah. You got a question right here? Yeah. Come here.
All right.
Come here. What's your name?
I'm Trent.
Trent.
I got a question for Nikki.
Okay.
How did you like playing in the bigs this year? How was it?
It was the best thing that I can. I can't even describe the words to, you know, playing in the
bigs. Hey, taste yourself a little bit.
I will. I will. No, it was awesome. My best part about being a big leaguer this year for the White Sox is that putting on the jersey, every day looking at it, putting it on, and going out and playing was, to me, the best part. And then running out on the field every day, I mean, there's not a better feeling.
All right, so what's your name, and say who you want to ask the question to.
All right. Okay, so I'm Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey. So what was your favorite organization that you played for and why?
It is the White Sox because it is such a, from the top to bottom, it's, to me, it's like a family. You can talk to anybody, and it's awesome. I mean, you can ask Jake already. I bet he fills open arms with everybody up top.
With everybody. I mean, like, I'm hanging out with Carlos and you and, like, all these guys, and it's like we're brothers, you know. They take me under their wings and, you know, kind of show you the ropes, and that's what they do with all the guys. So it's a cool family.
All right, we have another one over here.
My name's Jason, and if you could be on any other team besides the White Sox,
what kind of question's that?
I don't know. Oh. Come on, man. What, you got another jersey under there? Let me see. Okay, it's a Sox.
Well, I will answer just because growing up, I was an Atlanta Braves fan. So if I had to choose, but it would be Atlanta, just because from a childhood I grew up, and that was the closest team near me, and I grew up going to so many games, but. Definitely the White Sox.
Yeah, and yeah. I would say the Cardinals just because it's my hometown, but I grew up a White Sox fan, so.
Good answer, guys.
So this is for Nikki. Sorry, Jake. Does anyone ever tell you that you look like Scott Pesednik?
On social media, I've gotten that, which is awesome. I mean, taste myself a little bit. Yeah. I mean, Scott Pesednik, let's not, I mean, the guy is.
He's dreamy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good looking cat, yeah. Huh? I think everybody.
I mean, yeah. Take it easy.
All right. But, Jake, so, I've gotten that on social media a little bit, yeah.
Because, like, it's true. You guys could be twins.
Hey. Wow. Wow, there he is.
Heyo.
Just making my day. So. Thank you.
It's getting a little warm.
He's on cloud nine for the entire Sox Fest now.
All right, we got another one over here.
I'm Caleb, and. Do you have any, like, pre-game superstitions, or do you believe in them or not?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, for sure.
I always warm up with bubble gum, and it has to be sugar-free. If during the game I will go and I'll have, right before I go up on deck, I'll have Gatorade and water. And if I don't get a hit, I switch it, go water, then Gatorade. And then if I don't get a hit, I go water, water. That doesn't work, then I just do nothing.
I start the game with a piece of gum, and if I get a hit, I keep chewing it. So, like, if I have four hits in a game, like, I'm chewing the same piece of gum the entire game.
That's tough.
It's bad, but, I mean.
Yeah, I think it does probably by, like, the
It doesn't taste good, but, I mean, it's just the superstition. I don't know. Yeah.
But
I change it if I don't get a hit, so.
So, about 4 for 4, you're going all night.
But if I'm 0 for 4, just favor blast. Yeah. So, you don't want that.
Did you ever go 4 for 4 or 5 for 5 in a 13-inning game?
I don't know if it was a 13-inning game.
Taste yourself.
that is. Well, okay, so.
It's a new hashtag.
Okay. So.
Wait for the cycle, go.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I know this game you're going to talk about.
Yeah, the cycle.
Go ahead.
First at bat, I, like, get an infield hit. I mean, I was stoked. I'm like, all right, this is awesome. And then hit a home run and then hit a triple. And so I'm like, I have a double and it's a 7th inning. Just have to get a double. And you're aware of it. And, they walk me in the 7th. I'm like, oh, no. Like, I'm not going to get a chance. Come up in the 9th, and it's their closer. Dude's throwing gas. And I'm just looking for a fastball on the outside part of the plate. Hit it off the right field wall. Bounces back. And, like, I'm not going to say I could have got a triple, but I could have got a triple. And I got, like, 5 steps past second base, slowed up, and went back to second. And Jersh came over, and he's like, you dog, I would have done the same thing, man. Yeah. But and then we got to the 13th inning, and I had to bunt to get guys over, first and second. And I infield hit, bunt. And so I ended up 5 for 5, and then Sheets came up the next at bat and hit a walk-off. So it was a fun game for
With
sure.
With one piece of gum. You still have that piece of gum. That was the question.
Yeah, I framed it. It's hanging over my air mattress.
What's your favorite sport to play other than baseball?
I love football. I loved hitting people.
He can't play hockey after his shots at the United Center.
I made a shot.
Yeah, but the other ones went. You might as well shot him at the bench.
What would you have done? Yeah, Mr. Hockey.
Hockey. I grew up playing hockey.
Right, a lot of envy.
Next,
a lot of
can
envy
we please
there.
Get him out there on the ice? Because I
yeah, let's
go. Everyone.
I'll be in skates. Like,
we can make that happen.
I requested to be in skates, though.
That
I did.
Would be awesome. Yeah. If he showed up in skates for Shoot the Puck, that would be amazing.
I don't know if the White Sox would love it, but that would be pretty amazing.
No,
yeah. So what would you do? Hockey? Mine is football.
Yeah, I played it until like my sophomore year of high school. So
yeah, I love playing football. I loved being on offense, and then if someone hit me, they were on offense, and it was like my turn to hit them, and I loved it. I did play in high school.
I like the idea of putting Jake on the rink and getting him his shot because
I think we need to build this up and get him out there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm down.
I mean, you're talking a big game.
I am.
But will you?
Hey, make it happen. Make it happen. And I got to be there.
Will you go in skates, though?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like, I'm down.
That would be a first. No one's ever done shoot the puck.
I don't know if the Coyotes even do something like that because that's in Arizona. We can make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have time for one more question.
One more question right here.
My name's Peyton, and my question is, if you would, what's the pitcher that you would never want to hit against?
Wow. Oh, they got to think about this. Yeah. I see the wheels turning.
Yeah.
Jake, part you got of the, one? Part of, Nick part of, is really thinking part about
of
these, this.
But part I of love it hitting is, off all pitchers.
I was just going to say, part of it, these guys like the challenge, like,
to
right?
To me, I love it when I have to face somebody that more than likely they're the best because they're supposed to get me out. But I love taking on that challenge. I'd never like – to me, I don't like hitting the slow thumber lefties that throw
Mark Burley.
75. Yeah, yeah. Like, I think it's so hard to really stay with your approach of going the other way and but I like hitting off the, you know, the
Cy ace Young winners the, like yeah. Rick Porcello. I brought it. I went there. That was a trivia answer.
Yeah.
First home run off Rick Porcello.
Go ahead. Yeah. Hey. Jake didn't like that. You just complimented him.
Taste yourself.
Yeah.
Show's going to be called Taste Yourself.
Taste Yourself. I think
that hashtag is starting immediately after this is over.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have anybody that you see on TV and you're like, okay, when I get to the bigs, I don't want to face
I them. Mean – I saw Sale expose Chris Davis. I feel like that would be a tough at-bat with his back foot slider and then, like, run off the plate. But, I mean, honestly, I'm in the same boat as Nicky. It's like I like the challenge. I like when the guy's the top dog. It's fun. And, I mean, it's always a good battle between those guys. So I think you lock in even more than you already are to beat that guy. So, but – if anything, I'd say Sale, probably. Yeah.
Growing up, though, for me, was Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I don't want to get the big leagues because I don't want to face this guy. That was my mindset. I'm like, I don't want to face this guy. But, I mean, of course, I was, like, young.
Yeah,
I was,
exactly.
Like, little kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, this was great.
Yeah,
thank you for doing this. Second time on the podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second time on the podcast.
Yeah.
We did it over the summer.
Uh-huh.
So
like,
this is
it's
great.
It's better together. It's fun.
Yeah.
Could,
yeah.
You know, bust it a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, and thanks for all your questions, guys.
Yeah.
I love all the questions were from kids under the age of like 13.
Yeah.
Except for you.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll call you. How old are you?
I'm going to be 22.
22. Okay.
Young.
That's great. She's young.
Yeah.
All right. But this just shows you that I think
the
youth
future,
are identifying with the young prospects and the guys who are with the team right now. So I think that shows a lot about this fan base and how excited they are to see you guys play.
Yeah, let's get a hashtag taste yourself going on Twitter. And,
that'll be the first job after this podcast.
Okay. This was the White Sox Talk podcast brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to their special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/socks. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.